The Hidden Note Podcast, Dog Days of Summer Edition for August the 13th. So, first minute as usual, writing wrap-up. I am looking at about 600 words at lunch, about 600 words in the evening, so about 1,200 more or less. Writing today was an interesting challenge. Basically, at lunch, had a three-year-old kind of yelling in my ear the entire time. The deli at work has... Well, the owners have their kids there, which is kind of weird. So, not sure how to explain that, but... Yeah, school starts in 2 weeks or so down here, so... Hopefully the place quiets down a little bit. It's a good riding place when there's not a lot of yelling. So, today's topic. So, I ended up buying a new pair of Bluetooth headphones. The job lets me pretty much listen to whatever I want at work. You know, when I'm not answering the phone or in conference or whatever. And because of that, I ended up having the Bluetooth headsets. The Bluetooth headphones on a lot, but they tend to get a lot of wear and tear because I probably take them on and off about 4 or 5 times an hour. So, because of that, I've kind of gone through 2 pairs in about, I want to say, about 30 months. And they're not exactly the cheapest headphones, they're not exactly the most expensive either. We're looking at about $45 a piece. And the last 2 pairs I had were the Backbeat Pro from... Oh, who are they from? Plantronics, yeah. Sorry. Anyway, Plantronics Backbeat Pro. They're a good pair of headphones, it's just I'm a little rough on my headphones. So, this time I bought an LG pair, the MXS800, I think. They're an interesting pair in that you wear them under your collar... And then they have, like, earbuds that come out of the front to hook up. It's an interesting style choice, and I'm not sure how they're going to work. Today's going to be the first time I'm going to use them, so I guess tomorrow I might have feedback on that. But they're going to be a little bit easier in terms of wear and tear. The controls themselves go under the collar as opposed to in the ear, so taking in and out the earbuds shouldn't cause as much wear and tear. Worst comes to worst, I'll flip them around if I have to, because, well, I'm deaf in my right ear, so, I'm deaf in my left ear, so I only need one side at a time. So, we'll see how that goes. Alright, we're coming up on 3 minutes, or a little bit past 3 minutes, so I'm going to let you guys go and give you a report tomorrow on my writing and my headphones. So, ta-da!